Today from the Ohio Newsroom, an archive's homecoming.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice helps bring clarity to complexity, because money doesn't come with instructions. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. Support comes from the James at Ohio State. Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes. But not at the James, where a team of nearly 300 specialists and over 1,500 researchers are working together to create a cancer-free world.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Last year, a group of archivists took CDs and reel-to-reel tapes out of a dusty closet at WCSU, Central State University's radio station in Wilberforce. They spent months digitizing and restoring the recordings as a part of a nationwide effort to protect radio history at historically Black colleges and universities. Tomorrow, those sounds are coming home, not in a box or in an email, but through a homecoming celebration at WYSO in Yellow Springs.
These institutions are critical parts of those communities.
That's Phyllis Jeffers Coley, the HBCU Radio Preservation Project's Assistant Director of Administration and Outreach.
And they document what's there, they contribute to what's there, they're woven into those Black communities all over the country.
Jeffers Coley and her colleagues recovered around 24 hours worth of recordings from WCSU, the nation's first federally licensed HBCU radio station.
At WCSU FM 88.9.
They capture years of campus and community life.
Today we are featuring Greene County Public Health,
including conversations with civil rights advocates.
We have the power, sisters, to make a difference. We have the power to change our community.
And interviews with local artists.
This is WCSU Studio Sessions Acts, Art Communicates the Soul. I'm your host, Dr. Vanita Kelly. Listen out.
They also capture moments of community grief. There's reports covering Toni Morrison's passing and the 2019 mass shootings in Dayton.
And we want to know, Senator, now, having read your statements about the shootings in Dayton, what are the next steps?
It's not just about preserving these moments in time. Jeffers Coley says the project also records interviews with the station's former staff and alumni to give a first-person account on what it was like to make these historic recordings. Preservationist Will Checkeritis spoke with John Garland, former president of Central State University, last June. In that interview, Garland said the station helped keep students informed during the civil rights movement.
It was a lifeblood. It was a lifeline to what was going on campus. And when I was a student, the community of Xenia was not welcoming to us. There was an organized campaign that would march into Xenia to desegregate facilities. And that's what we would do. Brave the cold, because it got cold, and we would march the 4 miles from Wilberforce to Xenia.
These oral histories will become part of the broader archive returning to WCSU. Outreach coordinator Jeffers Coley says the handoff of the audio itself is designed to feel ceremonial.
We'll give them this beautiful, stylized, sleek black box with the hard drive in it, a placard with unique and original artwork, and we'll celebrate the current station manager and staff at the station and do an official return of the materials to the institution.
She says that's important for HBCUs right now.
In this moment where there's a significant attempt or apparent attempt to erase or ignore or rewrite history broadly, it's important to say they've been here, they're still here, and they're worth celebrating. And I mean, fundamentally, you can't erase the history.
That handoff and the celebration of WCSU's legacy is tomorrow at WYSO in Yellow Springs. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.